Okay. The subject of my readings is called Be of a Sound Mind. I shall read from the King James Version of the Bible. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves, this is from Mark, beat upon the ship, and so it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. I shall now read from the Message version of the Bible. This is from Mark. They arrived on the other side of the sea, in the country of the Gadarenes. As Jesus got out of the boat, a madman from the cemetery came up to him. He lived there among the tombs and the graves. No one could restrain him. He couldn't be chained, couldn't be tied down. He had been tied up many times with chains and ropes, but he broke the chains, snapped the ropes. No one was strong enough to tame him. Night and day he roamed through the graves and the hills, screaming out and slashing himself with the sharp stones. When he saw Jesus a long way off, he ran and bowed in worship before him. Then bellowed the protest, What business do you have, Jesus, Son of the High God, messing with me? I swear to God, don't give me a hard time. Jesus had commanded the tormenting evil spirit out, Get out of the man. Jesus asked him, Tell me your name. He replied, My name is Mob. I am a rioting mob. Then he desperately begged Jesus not to banish them from the country. A large herd of pigs were browsing and rooting in the nearby hill. The demons begged him, Send us to the pigs so we can live in them. Jesus gave the order. But it was even worse for the pigs than for the man. Crazed, they stampede over the cliffs into the sea and drowned. Those tending the pigs, scared to death, bolted and told their story in town and country. Everyone wanted to see what had happened. They came up to Jesus and saw the madman sitting there wearing decent clothes and making sense. No longer a walking madhouse of a man. Those who had seen it told the others what had happened to this demon-possessed man and the pigs. At first, they were in awe, and then they were upset over the drowned pigs. They demanded that Jesus leave and not come back. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the demon-delivered man begged to go along, but he wouldn't let him. Jesus said, Go home to your own people. Tell them your story. What the master did, how he had mercy on you. The man went back and began to preach in the 10-town areas about what Jesus had done for him. He was the talk of the town. I also shall read from the 91st Psalm from the Message. You who sit down on the high God's presence, spend the night in Shaddai's shadow. Say this, God, you're my refuge. I trust in you, and I am safe. That's right. He rescued you from hidden traps, shielded you from deadly hazards. His huge outstretched arms protect you. Under them, you're perfectly safe. His arms fend off all harm. Fear nothing, not wild wolves in the night, not flying arrows in the day, not disease that prowls through the darkness, not disaster that erupts at high noon. Even though others become all around, drop like flies right and left, no harm will even graze you. You'll stand untouched, watched at it all from a distance. watch the wicked turn into corpses. Yes, because God is your refuge, the high God, your very own home, evil can't get close to you. Harm can't get through the door. He ordered his angels to guard you wherever you go. If you stumble, they'll catch you. Their job is to keep you from falling. You'll walk unharmed among the lions and snakes and kick your lions and serpents from the path. If you'll hold on to me for dear life, says God, I'll get you out of any trouble. I'll give you the best of care. If you only get to know and trust me, call me and I'll answer. Be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you, then throw you a party. I'll give you a long life, give you a long drink of salvation. I will now read, I'll go back now to the King James Version of the Bible. 2 Timothy. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Psalms. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. James. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a fine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. John, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ephesians. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Revelations. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth. And his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. I shall also read from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The treatment of insanity is especially interesting. However obstinate the case, it yields more readily than do most diseases to the salutary action of truth, which counteracts error. The arguments to be used in curing insanity are the same as in other diseases, namely, the impossibility that matter, brain, can control or derange mind, can suffer or cause suffering. Also, the fact that truth and love will establish a healthy state, guide and govern mortal minds or the thought of the patient, and destroy all error, whether it is called dementia, hatred, or any other discord. The Christian Scientists' argument rests on a Christianly scientific basis of being. The scripture declares, the Lord, he is God, good. There is none else beside him. Even so, harmony is universal, and discord is unreal. Christian Science declares that mind is substance. Also, that matter neither feels, suffers, nor enjoys. Hold these points strongly in view. Keep in mind the verity of being, that man is the image and likeness of God, in whom all being is painless and permanent. Remember that man's perfection is real and unimpeachable, whereas imperfection is blameworthy, unreal, and is not brought about by divine love. Evil has no reality. It is neither person, place, nor thing, but is simply a belief, an illusion of material sense. Mind is God. The exterminator of error is the great truth that God, good, is the only mind, and that the supposititious opposite of infinite mind, called devil or evil, is not mind, is not truth, but error, without intelligence or reality. There can be but one mind, because there is but one God. We bury the sense of infinitude when we admit that although God is infinite, evil has a place in this infinity. For evil can have no place where all space is filled with God. As mortals give up the delusion that there is more than one mind, more than one God, man in God's likeness will appear. And this eternal man will include in that likeness no material elements. It is recorded that once Jesus asked the name of a disease which moderns would call dementia, the demon or evil replied that his name was Legion. Thereupon, Jesus cast out the evil, and the insane man was changed and straightway became whole. The scripture seems to import that Jesus caused the evil to be self-seen and so destroyed. Our Master cast out devils, evils, and healed the sick. It should be said of his followers also that they cast fear and all evil out of themselves and others and heal the sick. God will heal the sick through man whenever man is governed by God. Truth cast out error now, as surely as it did 19 centuries ago. That false claim, that ancient belief, that old serpent whose name is devil, evil, claiming that there is intelligence in matter, either to benefit or to injure men, is pure delusion, the red dragon, and it is cast out by Christ's truth, the spiritual idea, and so proved to be powerless. The words cast unto the earth show the dragon to be nothingness, dust to dust, and therefore, in his pretense of being a talker, he must be a lie from the beginning. His angels or messengers are cast out with their author. The parent of all human discord was the Adam dream, the deep sleep, in which originated the delusion that life and intelligence proceeded from and passed into matter. This pantheistic era, or so-called serpent, insists still upon the opposite of truth, saying, ye shall be as gods. That is, I will make error as real and eternal as truth. Evil still affirms itself to be mind and declares that there is more than one intelligence or God. It says, there shall be lords and gods, many. I declare that God makes evil minds and evil spirits, and that I aid him. Truth shall change signs and be unlike spirit. I will put spirit into what I call matter, and matter shall seem to have life as much as God, spirit, who is the only life. This error has proved itself to be error. The delusion that there is life in matter has no kinship with the life supernal. Science depicts disease as error. as matter versus mind, and error reversed as subserving the facts of health. The notion that both evil and good are real is a delusion of material sense, which science annihilates. Evil is nothing, no thing, mind, nor power, as manifested by mankind. It stands for a lie, nothing, claiming to be something. For lust, dishonesty, selfishness, envy, hypocrisy, slander, hate, theft, idolatry, murder, dementia, insanity, inanity, devil, hell, with all the etc. that word includes. God is divine life, and life is no more confined to the forms which reflect it than substance is in its shadow. That false claim, that ancient belief, that old serpent whose name is devil, evil, claiming that there is intelligence in matter, either to benefit or to injure men, is pure delusion, the red dragon, and it is cast out by Christ, truth, the spiritual idea, and so prove to be powerless. Jesus cast out evil spirits or false beliefs. Christian Science, properly understood, would disabuse the human mind of material beliefs which war against spiritual facts. And these material beliefs must be denied and cast out to make place for truth. Mind has no affinity with matter, and therefore truth is able to cast out the ills of the flesh. Mind, God, sends forth the aroma of spirit, the atmosphere of intelligence, the belief that a pulpy substance under the skull is mind, is a mockery of intelligence, a mimicry of mind. Had evil the reality of good? Evil is unreal because it is a lie, false in every statement. The human mind has no power to kill or to cure, and it has no control over God's man. The divine mind that made man maintains his own image and likeness. Truth brings the elements of liberty. On its banner is the soul-inspired motto, "Slavery is abolished." The power of God brings deliverance to the captives. No power can withstand divine love. What is this supposed power which opposes itself to God. Whence cometh it? What is it that binds man with iron shackles to sin, sickness, and death? Whatever enslaves man is opposed to the divine government. Truth makes man free. There is no power apart from God. Omnipotence has all power. And to acknowledge any other power is to dishonor God. Let us feel the divine energy of spirit bringing us into the newness of life and recognizing no mortal nor material power as able to destroy. Let us rejoice that we are subject to the divine powers that be. Such is the true signs of being. Any other theory of life or God is delusive and mythological. Mind is not the author of matter. The creator of ideas is not the creator of illusions. Either there is no omnipotence, or omnipotence is the only power. God is the infinite, and infinity never began, will never end, and includes nothing unlike God. Whence then is soulless matter? The science of mind must come to the rescue to work a radical cure. Then we understand the process. The great fact remains that evil is not mind. Evil has no power, no intelligence, for God is good, and therefore good is infinite, is all. At all times and under all circumstances, overcome evil with good. Know thyself, and God will supply the wisdom and the occasion for a victory over evil. Cast out all matter of evil. Preach the gospel to every creature. Speak the truth to every form of error. This concludes the readings.